Hello.
Hello.
Hey, your line went out.
Sorry, there's a lot of weird craziness going on.
No worries. I think this is what's going on with your business, and I don't like to talk around or dance around issues. I've been with our firm for 9 years, just so you know. So you're actually talking to someone that has done this a lot of times and has a lot of experience. You have a first position loan with CAM Capital, correct?
No, it's with OnDeck.
Oh, with OnDeck.
Almost paid.
Are you aware that these second and third loans are violations of your contract traditionally?
No.
Yeah, so traditionally most lenders consider these violations of contracts. People do these all day long, though. It doesn't make you a bad person. It's how they're interpreted. So the challenge is when you're getting all these, they're called stacks. When you're getting these multiple loans, the problem is that someone's fear is that if they give you another, let's say we give you and pay off all your loans, that you'll take our loans and then just get another loan on top of it. So there's really two things we can do to help you out right now. The first thing is this. If you need some short-term cash, we would like to get a relationship going with you. That doesn't mean this has to be an $80,000 loan. It doesn't mean whatever it may be. If you want just $10,000, something to start a relationship, how would we benefit you? Well, you'd be working with a bank that specializes in this product. Number two, you'd be getting a cheaper interest rate, something that's probably quite a bit cheaper. If you're borrowing money at 30 or 35% versus 40%, that's a significant difference. However, if you're not interested in that, all I could let you know is, and I'll shoot you an email by tomorrow morning once I kind of hear some information, or even this afternoon, is that if you are willing to just naturally have these loans pay down, then when your balances get around $50,000, there's potentially for you to get a much better refinance. That's kind of the issue that you're running into, is that the balances are so high.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have a loan with OnDeck. You have a loan with who else?
The one with OnDeck is like $15,000.
And the other loan?
And then I have one with CAN Capital. It's like $123,000.
Did you get those loans at the same time?
No.
Which order did you get those loans in?
OnDeck is my first loan, and it's almost paid off. It was a year loan. It was a 1-to-1. So I got $100,000, and the payback was $121,000.
Yep.
And then there was the one with CAN Capital that I had gotten after that sometime. I want to say it was maybe in April or something.
How much after did you get your OnDeck loan? Did you get your CAN loan?
It was probably, I think I got my OnDeck loan in October. And then I got the other one, I believe, in April or May.
Do you have multiple bank accounts, or are they coming out of the same bank account?
The same bank account.
Interesting. Okay.
And then the other one I had recently got, like, this month, and okay. It's out of the same bank account.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at my statements, you'll see that they're all coming out of the same account.
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, I don't know how it happened, and it's just me telling you from my experience. CAM Capital usually requires to pay off a loan. They usually don't do what's called a second position loan. So I don't understand how they funded your account with your OnDeck balance. I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's just honestly, sometimes these things slip through, but I think the basic way is to help you, not to try to sell you. We have two avenues here. If you're looking to reduce, like for instance, if you go back to OnDeck, they can't fund you because you have, unless you pay off your loans or they pay them off. They cannot, they have to be your only lender for this type of product. Because the problem is you're committing the same revenue stream for your business to multiple lenders. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't want to lose an opportunity to assist your business if there's a chance to help you. So what we can do, at least when it comes to cash and equipment, is there's two basic avenues. If you're interested in just starting a relationship, something of $15,000 to $20,000, maybe $30,000, it's something we can do at a reduced interest rate. That's one option we can explore. If that doesn't interest you, if you want something really, really long term, the real solution here for us and for you is to just wait some time, you know, wait maybe a few months, and as your balances get lower, then you could qualify for a really good refinance we offer.
Mm-hmm. And do you know anything about if you guys do like collateral loans?
We do. Yeah, if you have equipment, we'll look at it, or vehicles.
Oh, well, because there was a place that had called me that said that they could use my lots or my property as collateral. So I wasn't sure if that's something that you do or not.
We do. I mean, are they how much are they worth?
I would say they're probably around like 50,000 each one, and I have three.
So they're 150 total?
Approximately, yes.
I think the cost you'd incur on those would be so high it wouldn't be worth your time. I don't think it would solve any problem, because that someone would give you a loan that I think is be very... I don't want to sell you a product that will hurt your business.
Right. Well, I mean, basically, my main thing that I'm trying to accomplish is to lower my payment. So if I could get my payment like somewhere between like $10,000 to $13,000 with a 2-year loan, I mean, if it was a collateral loan, it wouldn't. I don't really care as long as it's lowering my payment.
I understand. Why don't you do this? Can you send me the basic specs on it, and I can let you know what we can do? What I need to know is the address and if the property's financed.
Yeah, they're all paid off. They don't have a mortgage.
Can you send me the basic information, and I'll take a look at it this evening?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do my best to help you out. Absolutely.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you.
You got it. I understand the situation you're in. I want to help.
Okay. Thank you.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye.